Today's Mishnah in Mikvaot, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yer HaKedesh, is Mikvaot, Perek Chamishi, Mishnah Aleph. So you will recall that basically we've got three different levels, and we also had, of course, more of the in-between levels, which some of which we're going to be talking about maybe today if we get ahead. But we had three basic levels. We had a mikveh, we had a mayan, and we went through the psukim together originally. And the difference between a mikveh and a mayan is that a mikveh is only metaher be'ashboren and not bezochalim. So it has to be standing still, and the water cannot be moving, which means moving out. It doesn't mean they can't be, water can't be waving, but there can't be a hole in the mikveh in which the water is getting out of. There's all kinds of machlokas. A poskim lemaisa, how much of a loss of water are we makbid on for it to be considered to be a non-mikveh? This would be nogea, our dear Alon's swimming pool, which he is currently filling up with megishamim. And we need to make sure that those megishamim stay in there. They don't leak out before he's able to use it as a mikveh. Of course, he's got to be careful because he also has a filtering system, and he's going to have to be careful about not turning on that filtering system because of other issues that we will see later. In order to filter water in the mikveh, first of all, the water may be moving because it's going out to the filter and out of the filter. So if the filter is on while you're in the mikveh, according to many peskim, that's called zeichlin, and it's not called ashborin. So we'll have to take a look at that. And there's other very big complications, unfortunately. Things look easy when you just start. But we'll see that there's a big sugya called Natalsa'a v'Natansa'a. So if you keep taking water out of the mikveh, replacing it with mayim, that is she'uvim, and you keep doing this, at one point the mikveh becomes puzzle because of she'uvim, according to the Rambam and Ravid, which we'll be talking about. But that would mean that the normal pump, which has a container of the water, which is then compressed, will turn that water into she'uvim and then pump it back into, as it goes through the filter, into the mikveh. And then your swimming pool is no longer a mikveh. So you've got some problems. Okay, then there's even people, I mean, there's so many chumras on mikvahs, I know, but there's even people that aser skimmers because they look like pumps, and even though they're on top of the water and they don't really hold the water, anyway, all kinds of shilas. I just want to scare you a little bit. Don't turn anything on until we get ready to actually... Bezrat Hashem, there should be enough rain. That's the important thing. There should be enough rain. Yeah. Oh, great. Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. You've got a special line that says Arboim Psa, I'm assuming, right? Yeah. There. Okay. It looked like I was doing pretty good when I was there. Wow. Wow. That's wonderful. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
Appreciate it.
Wonderful. Okay. So, again, so that mikveh has got to be standing still. So remember your terminology. That's called ashborin. And not zochalin. If it's zochalin, then we've got a problem. Masha'enkein, a ma'ayan, is mitaher, no matter what. Even if it's zochalin. The other big difference is that the mikveh requires arba'im sa'ah, but a ma'ayan has no limits to a shiur, and therefore, I mean, you have to be able to fit into it, obviously, but your fork could fit into a very small mayan, right? And then if the fork was tummy, you could be metaira the fork in this small mikveh. Or maybe even ori could fit into a mayan that was only sholesh soyin, who knows? So therefore, it makes a big nafkamina in terms of what it would be kosher for tefillah. Now, there's a third level. That third level is necessary only for very special cases, and that's called the level of Mayim Chayim. So where you have the additional value of Mayim Chayim, it means that not only is the water actually from a Mayan, and it's considered to be flowing, and it's fresh. And remember the Rambam's understanding of the whole idea of mikveh, of being the natural connection to water in its fully pristine state. So over there, if there's nothing about that water that makes it no longer completely natural, so maybe it's been heated, or salted, or so on and so forth, which see which things take away the din of Mayim Chayim. But there's three things that we need Mayim Chayim for. One, of course, is Tvila of Azav. The other, which we just had the whole when we were learning the Meseches Para, the Mechatas has to be Mayim Chayim. And the lesser known thing that we need Mayim Chayim is for Mitzora. So over there, when it says Mayim Chayim El Keli is the same din that you're supposed to shecht the tzipor achaya, the tzipor that was chaya, and the other one is now together with the Eitzeres and the Ezov and so on, that has to be put into a container when it was Mayim Chayim. So those are the three dargas. And we'll see that these three dargas are going to be directed by these Mishnayos that are coming, because there's different ways that something may take a shmita of a ben adam to move it in a particular situation, and that itself would be a pagam in the Mishnah. So we start off with a ma'ayan, but the ma'ayan was mu'uvar al gabei hashoket. So remember, a shoket is where you make a container inside of a rock, and if that water that was coming right out of that beautiful stream, it was taken and moved through a container, which was a shoket on the way, it becomes from that point on no longer kosher if it's in that shoket. And even though it was yotze now from the shoket, since it was nichnas l'toch ha-shoket, anything that was nichnas l'toch ha-shoket was considered to be mayim she'uvim. So even though they are still connected and they've been flowing the whole time to that natural spring, it's no longer going to be metayher because it became mayim she'uvim on the way. So even though now it comes out of that shoket, it can't be connected to the mayan through mayim she'uvim, and therefore, it's puzzle. Now, it's not at all clear why it would be puzzle if it's currently actually connected. So why wouldn't we say that it was kosher because of our special din that we spoke about before of the Shvoferet Hanod, and that it's considered to still be Hashaka? So some learn that this is a Gezerah, and that the fact that it's all Mechuber can still be mechaberet even through Mayim She'uvim, because those Mayim She'uvim are Mushakim. And therefore they learn that the only reason over here it's possible is because of a Gezerah, that people won't realize that it's mechaberet not through Stam Chibur, but through Hashaka. Okay, but others learn if it's Mayim She'uvim and it's in the Shoket and there's no way to get it back from this point to the Mayan, except going through a container, so then, by definition, that's not Hashaka. But this is one important question about how to understand the Mishnah. So it's puzzle. Now, suppose it's running along a shoket. Now, this shoket could be like a trough, right? A long trough. The water is running along that trough, but it doesn't all go into the trough. What happens is that there's so much water that the water is running off the side of the trough as well. So it's not in the container of the shoket. Then that would mean that there's constantly hashoka going on, because the top part that's along, imagine in your mind, you've got this open kli, and it goes on for like 3 feet, whatever, right? And then afterwards it goes up. So it holds water. Yeah, it would be a conduit, but it would have to have an edge on it, you know, so that it's considered to be a kli. It has to be makabel the mayim as a kli. So the water that is always up on the edge never went into the container part of the shoket. Therefore, there was always a direct chibur between the mayan of the natural water source and where you are. So the fact that there's my constant water that's also becoming mayim she'uvim as it goes through the shoket, it immediately touches the water on the side, which never went through the shoket. And therefore, it's for sure going to be kosher because of hashaka. So if therefore, haviro al gabei safa kosher, even if a tiny bit of that water it goes over the edge and never goes into the kli, then all of that water remained kosher. So therefore, since it was kosher chutzala, then it's also going to be metayer all of the other water. Because if it was a mikvah, you're right, you can't have a shoka if you don't have a kosher mikvah, varboim sa. But since what we have over here is a mayan is metayer bekoshu. So if there's a tiny bit of water trickling down along the edges and it never goes in, it is going to turn all the other water into kosher mikveh water by touching the water of a mayan that is mechuber to the original mayan. Why is this? Because a mayan is metayer bekoshu, and therefore this is part of the general halacha of mayanos. They're different than mikvahs, and all of the mayim becomes kosher afterwards. As to whether you're allowed to actually be matfil a fork, let's say, inside the shoket, that you can't do. Sometimes you can't do it because only a drabbanan. Remember that as we raised the issue before, the question is sort of, this is similar to somebody who is tevel v'sheretz b'yodai in a sense. In other words, so long as you're in the kli, you are mayim she'uvim. So it's like, what kind of tyra could there be if you're in contact with the sheret, so to speak, at the time that you're being tahar? So here too, the hashaka is attempting to turn the mayim she'uvim, which is constantly turned into mayim she'uvim. So how could the hashaka help? In which case, it would actually be a non-tfila even midiraisa. Okay, that's a machlokes. Heviro al gabe brecha. It's a big machlokas. We've shown him how to understand it. The pashtus is that you had an empty swimming pool. So you've got Alon's situation, except that it's a better situation than Alon's got, because he's got to fill his swimming pool with rainwater. And here, a spring comes out, which will happen very soon, Alon, I'm sure. A spring comes out and starts flowing into the swimming pool. So now, as long as it is continuing to flow, and then it flows in, fills up the whole pool, and continues flowing out of the pool. So in this case, the pool is not a kli, because the pool is mechuber lekarka. It's a building that was built in the ground. So therefore, the pool is not going to turn it into mayim she'uvim. So now the question is, does it still have a din of a mayan when you redirect the flow from the spring to a different direction, or the spring stops flowing, whatever the case is, and then hifziko. So now you turn off the spring, and you close it off, the water's going somewhere else, and now you've got a swimming pool that is filled with water that came from a mayan. What's the din now? Is there a concept called mayan water, which is metame like a mayan? Or is there only a din of a mayan that is metame like a mayan? The din is, the moment that you disconnect the mayan, the water is perfectly kosher, but only as a mikvah. It's not kosher as a mayan. Because of that, it'll only be kosher if it's standing completely still. So it's only ba'ashboren, and it's only kosher if it has arba'im sa'ah, like a mikvah. So that's very clear what the two fundamental distinguishing factors are to separate ma'ayanot from mikvaot. Now, here's the interesting point. Suppose you redirect the ma'ayan back into the swimming pool. Ah, So here, the question is, what happens? What does Hashakah do for the Din of Amayan? Cute question, huh? So does Hashakah do for a Mayan what Hashakah does for a mikveh? And it turns Mayim She'uvim back into Mei Mikveh. If we do the same thing for the Mayan, the moment I reconnect the Mayan, then the water in the swimming pool would now be Matayer, even if the swimming pool starts leaking. The din is fascinating. In a sense, that works, but in a sense, it doesn't. And here we get to the deeper Nekuda that we spoke about all the way back in the third parak, where we spoke about the different levels of mikvaot. So it's true that it becomes back again, chazar v'imshicho, it becomes mayan, but it can never become mayim chayim. Because mayim chayim, by definition, means that it is in its natural state. Over here, having been once separated from its natural state, even though it looks the same, smells the same, chemically the same, it doesn't matter. It's not called Mayim Chayim because once you broke that connection to life, you can't restore it by simply attaching it to the Mayan, you see? Beautiful, right? So this was the idea that we had before all the way in that perek, where in Perek Shlishi, where we spoke about this new halacha that you've got a din of something that is a Mayan, but only vis-a-vis the sheer of that it's possible for it to be Metayer like the Mayan or the Gabi the Din of Zohar. Okay, so we'll see more about this special halacha in which it's partially reconnected and partially not connected. But in the same way that we had the halacha before about Mayim She'uvim, and that once you know that you've gotten rid of the Shlosh Lugim Mayim She'uvim, in the case where we had the mikveh that was Kulei Mayim She'uvim, at Raboim Sar Mayim She'uvim, and remember we had the Roma Chlokes, Rishenim, about, according to the Rived, you would just need to replace the Rov. According to the other Rishonim, you would need to replace the same proportion of the Shlosh Lugim to the Arboim Saw, which is 1 out of 320, whatever. So here too, if you know that all of the water that has come in has been replaced, so Ad Sheyeda Sheyatzua Rishonim, and now you've got new Mayim Chayim coming in, so then it actually becomes Mayim Chayim, because at this point it really is Mayim Chayim that is Mechuber the way it was initially. So that would really be a way, you can't really restore the Mayim Chayim, but basically it ends up being a new swimming pool of Mayim Chayim. So again, you started off with a super swimming pool that as long as it was originally connected to the Mayan, it was not only a Mayan, it was even kosher for Tefillah of Zavim. But then when you disconnected it, now it's not only kosher for a mikveh, and it can't be moving. Then if you open the Mayan again and connect it, it is okay even if it's leaking, and it doesn't require Arboim Saw, but it's not going to be kosher for Zavim, where you need to have Mayim Chayim. And then once you replace the water, now it actually becomes Mayim Chayim as well. Okay, this is a nice, long, but I think pretty comprehensive introduction to this different stages that we would have that will bring out the different specific halachas of the three madrigas of tefillah that we've been talking about. A lovely beginning. Looking forward to continuing. Ezrat Hashem. Kol tov, everyone. Have a great day.